is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it's September 3rd, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode number 227, the one where we wait for Adam. What are you guys up to? How's it going today?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for being here.
Thus
how's that Crusaders Kings? Crusaders Kings? Is that game going pretty good? Did you beat it yet? You done with that game yet?
He might be. We don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's so the graphics are so like amazing that the game is faster now.
I actually am curious about the game.
But are you ever truly done with a game like that? I don't think so. I think you just keep going.
It's like saying did you beat Dungeons & Dragons. That's why I can't talk, because when there's such and the words are so
the last part.
What do you say?
I knew that when I said the did you beat it yet, but it served its full purpose to full success there.
You're a full purpose. I'm having a fine day. What about it sounds like Dave too. You look like you cleaned your behind you. What's going on?
Well, I didn't clean anything.
It looks clean. There's like a shelf up there now, and it looks all pretty.
Oh, wife must have done it.
I don't know. It's like broke
that,
in clean my shit.
That side of the office is hers. This side of the office is mine. Like, you know, you take the camera, you turn it around, and you can see like there's some stuff, some messy stuff.
What is that? You know, is that your jizz station right there? And I see some lotion and some paper towels or toilet paper.
Character sheets, Hero Forge box, another Hero Forge box over here. Somewhere, a bunch of managers, you know.
So I told you guys that those guys are going through our car, right? People go through our car a couple times a year or something. I think I mentioned that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I might have mentioned just to Ryan because he's the only one that's on at night usually. So a couple times a year, somebody just goes through our neighborhood and goes through our car and takes our loose change. They don't break windows. They don't take other shit. Like, the first time it happened, I had my backpack in there, which had my D&D shit in there. So, they just don't take anything else. Like, they make a mess because they tear everything out looking for money, and it's really fucking annoying. And I usually keep, like, $20 in change in my car, so I usually lose a few shillings. But this time they took our garage door opener, which gave us pause, because why take a garage door opener unless you're going to go back and open the fucking garage and go in the house?
Right.
Which is weird because, like, I think I don't know, they must have tried it because the garage was open the next morning and I remember shutting it. So someone opened it and then left. So it was a little annoying, but we went and got new garage door openers, you know, reprogrammed, which is a lot easier than I thought it was. I thought it was going to be kind of a hassle, but it was pretty simple. Me and Amy did it together. That's how easy it was. And we didn't fight.
Ooh. Ooh.
But anyways.
That's points.
So talk with the neighbors about it. And because it's always through all the houses pretty much on our block. And they said, somebody went through mine. And I was thinking about filing a police report, but I was like, man, they got better things to do than worry about my $20. Like, at the last National Night Out, they're like, you guys' crime is so low, we don't even come over here. Occasionally somebody goes through your cars, but they don't take anything, so that's kind of nice. Except for change. But this time they took a garage door opener, which I thought maybe they're escalating or something, or, you know, it was worrisome.
Yeah.
So I finally installed our security cameras that I got last Black Friday. We got I forget what they are, like Brink security or something like that. You know, they're in your Wi-Fi, you just put them everywhere and you can check on them and stuff. It's pretty cool. I actually think those are really easy to install too. Pretty easy. But they're motion activated, so it records whenever there's motion, right? And now Amy's obsessed with checking whenever there's motion. Because...
oh, God.
And it's always animals. She's like, I was hoping to see animals. We have the same fucking cat that goes by every night, which is fun. Because I turned the notifications off because I didn't want to have to know that. But she likes them on, so she just keeps checking whenever a cat goes by. Which is pretty cool.
So Do you install one in the pee corner, you know, where everybody goes to pee as we're leaving D&D?
There is one over that direction, yes, but I don't think I can see anybody pee. I was going to put it centralized, but then there was like murder hornets nearby, so I put it over on the side so it could get the car, but no, none of the pee. And then I was speaking with another neighbor, and she's like, "Oh, we got a, somebody's ring got a video of them," and so she submitted to the police, and the police want you to submit yours, and I'm like, "All right, whatever." But it sucks because you know that thing where everyone's like, "You can't. I don't want to wear masks because you know child abductions and crime and stuff." Well, it happened to be like. This video of them, they got masks on, so you can't really tell anything anyways. Which, right. I'm not saying... I mean, they'd probably wear a mask anyways, right? So, I don't know. It was kind of funny that that happened like that. But so, I'm still waiting for them to try to strike again and catch them in the act.
The end. Strike again.
How many people was it?
I don't know. I only know from speaking a little bit with people, and it's everybody on our block, so...
I'm assuming
they just kind of go around the, you know.
Because you haven't actually captured them on video.
The other person, okay. Two houses down, they did. They have theirs. And she showed it to me. She's like, here, I want to show it to you. And she sent it to me. And she's like, and you can't, like I said, all you see is somebody who's a mask and a hat on and a backpack and looking through a window of the car and then leaving. So you can't even tell what's there. Like, I wouldn't even, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's nice for cops to know. But like I said, they have so much... other shit to deal with rather than our lock your door, everything's fine. So
yeah, could you tell how old they were? I'm kind of interested in like the
Ryan, man, he's like, I know some people.
no, I don't want to fix anything. I think there's a story here. It's sort of like the story where we don't know a lot of details about like these people that are doing this, and that's just sort of interesting. I mean, yeah. I was just curious, like, if like, there were, like, a couple people together, you know, one person, you know, like, all these things to me, for some reason, are interesting. It just is what it is. It's interesting to me.
This has been going on for years, so probably 5 years. So we were pretty sure it was kids in the neighborhood, like, you know, you're 14 years old, you're out at night in the summer, and you're looking for change because you want to go buy your candy bar. Now it's probably you want to buy your weed, but back in my day, it was you want to buy your candy bar. That was just change. And I mean, there's a second side of the story, or a second part of the story is that this actually happened last Tuesday, and then it happened again on Friday, and Amy still didn't lock her door. So my car didn't get hit on Friday, but hers, or on Friday, but hers did. And that's when they took the garage door opener. And ever since then, I've had to lock her door two other times, so she's just not getting the message. But regardless, that's victim blaming. So I think it's usually kids, and I think the one that where they took the garage door opener, I think it, you could tell on the video they're older. They're probably like early 20s. So I think that one might have been a different one. Because why would you go through cars on one night and then go for like 3 days later? So I don't know.
Mm. Oh, no, what probably happened is they said like, hey, man, let's check if this lady locks her doors, dude. For some reason, she's not getting it. We're basically trying to teach her something and she doesn't want to learn.
I don't know.
Yep.
They're trying to teach her.
I know. I'll go outside tonight before I go to bed, and I'll check because I guarantee it'll be open. And to her credit, the boys like to play in her car, so sometimes you're trying to wrangle them in, and then it's 5-6 o'clock, so you're not really thinking about it, and then you just never go outside again, so you go to bed. It's not a habit right now. But anyways, that was our excitement for the week. Besides the other excitement, which I hope some of you partook of.
I did.
What are you talking about?
Little time travel.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, because I thought we could watch it together, and nobody really wanted to, so I was like, all right, fuck that. So me and Amy watched it one night. It was kind of fun. So
now that I know that I have access to it, I can watch it. So
Dave's the only one who has watched it, so without spoiling too much, what did you think?
I liked it a lot. It had a lot of heart. And you know what I liked about it, honestly, without saying anything, and this should help Ryan, it had, a lot of times there's, like, movies that have, like, negative, like, something negative will happen, they'll be like, oh, man, the world sucks, blah, blah, blah. And this negative stuff was happening around them, but they never lost like positivity or hope. They might get down for a second, they'd be like, oh man, and then all of a sudden they go like, but if we did this, this might be able to succeed, and they'd be like, we should try do that thing. Yes. And I thought it had a lot of positivity, which was really nice. It was really nice to have something just positive and fun and happy and, like, you know, and, like, even in the face of impending multidimensional issues. Like, they never lost any, like, of the positivity that they had. And I liked it a lot like that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't know what people were expecting, but it was pretty much what I wanted out of the film. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it enough where it was $20 to rent or $25 to buy, and I'm like, well, I'll just spend the extra $5, right?
$5 and buy. That's what I did. I said, like, what? $20 to rent it? I'm like, $20. Now I have one movie that I have.
Yeah, well, we have a few from the boys, but
right.
Yeah, no, there's a few things that I was not turned off on, but I didn't like as much, and it's not the movie's fault, it's not their fault, they're trying to portray a character, like, a second time is always hard, but trying to portray the same character 20 years, 30 years later, and those characters hadn't grown in any way, it didn't seem like. And you would expect some growth, but maybe not. I don't know. But it just, I felt like there would have been a little bit of growth. It was too on point to what they were before. And I appreciated right. that. But right. I was hoping for a little bit something else.
But I think that was some of the problem. Like, they even, like, even says, like, we've been trying to do this thing for this long. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, and we haven't. And it's all like, you know, I think that was some of, like, some of the message in there was all like, hey, well, it was like, not a, like, this is a message. It was like some of, like, hey, everything changes. Stuff changes. We gotta, you know, but he is, yeah, but they were very much on point until the end, where then they changed a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And to that same point, like, the daughters were too close, I thought. Like, your daughter should get qualities from you, but shouldn't be your clone. And I felt like it was too close to clone rather than qualities. You know what I mean? I still thought it was fun. It's a movie. It's a fictional experience, fictional characters, which I'm cool with. And yeah, I liked most of it. I liked it a lot, actually. It was really fun.
I think they were close enough to them, but they were, like, significantly smarter. Yeah. So I think they got the, yeah, so I think they were smarter overall. Like the daughters were.
I did appreciate, I mean, I'm not really spoiling anything, but their daughters don't play instruments. And yeah. So I kind of appreciated that. It was almost like a commentary on today's society where, like, back in the day, we actually learned how to play instruments. Now we just appreciate stuff and we don't actually take the time to learn skills.
Right. We take what we like and cut it together and splice it together and make new stuff out of the old stuff we have.
Which probably wasn't what they were going for as far as a commentary on, like, children today and stuff, but that's what I took out of it. But yeah, it was definitely worth the watch. I mean,
yes. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I thought it was very fun.
Cool. I haven't heard any reviews or seen any reviews of it or see how it did at the box office or anything like that. But I do have a question for you guys regarding the box office. So New Mutants was trying to be made for, like, the last 4 years, right?
Pretty much.
Like, I remember, how long ago did we see that trailer? Like, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it's like 2 years, man.
And it's been done. They went back and did a few things, I think, but they're just basically were looking for a release avenue. And they pick now? Like, what the fuck? Like, I think if they released it like Bill and Ted's, they would have gotten more business. But yet, I don't... Maybe somebody can explain why they decided this has to come to a theater, unless it was, like, contractually obligated where it has to come out in a theater. Because, I mean... It came out in the theaters. It was released in the theaters. And that doesn't really happen right now because people are smart.
Right. Yeah. That's. And let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So here in a few theaters, Belgium, Czech Republic, France, Poland, Portugal, Spain, Switzerland, United Kingdom, Singapore, Taiwan, Thailand. That's where it's opened.
Yeah. So but why not really? I mean, it made $7 million domestic.
And then 2 million everywhere else, yeah.
In 2,412 theaters. That's a really... Yeah. Like, couldn't you have done better? I don't know. You wait... I mean, my point is, you wait 2 years to release it. for whatever fucking reason you related 2 years. I don't really know what.
Right.
We've been talking about it for a long time. Right. Interesting take on the whole mutant thing and the horror genre. But then they are like, yeah, middle of COVID where nobody's going to the theater. Let's release it then. I don't understand that.
Yes, I don't know.
That is weird.
All right, so nobody has the inside information or anything.
No, I don't. I'm wondering if it has, because it was scheduled to be released. Like, Bill and Ted's was never scheduled to be released in the theater the same way, so they could do this thing. I wonder if they had to fill some contract. Like, they had a contract or something like that. So they got to do that thing where it's like, it's in the theater for X amount of days before we can release it on the, whatever, you know, with AMC, you had to have like 17 days or something like that. It had to be in the theater before they could go to streaming. Maybe it's something like that, where they had to release it X amount of things before.
Could be. And to its credit, it made 8.3, I guess I saw that was the opening was 7 million, 8.3 domestic, which is more than I would have expected it to make. I would have expected it to make about $3 million, because I don't know who's going to the theater now other than Mickey.
Right.
Are they going to release it on digital kind of thing at all?
Don't know. Well, it will be released on digital, and like everything.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean like some sort of like, they make some decent opening money.
It'll probably go right to Hulu.
Yes. I mean, I guess there's some good money in, potentially some good money in like trying to break open a streaming service. Like someone like Hulu might pay a lot for it, or someone like, you know, unless they already own it, and then
they own it. Yeah.
but even so, like you can probably draw lots of customers and like make a case that it helps your subscribership significantly if it's a real big enough thing. But
sure. Yeah.
No. It still seems strange. There's some cash grab opportunities that seem like could have been missed.
Well, I mean, it's what the last Fox hurrah that Disney bought. So I think Disney is just it really didn't cost us anything.
Right. That's like, so, it was like thrown in. And it's like one of those free deals you got when you pay like $3.5 billion, whatever.
Yeah.
Pay $3.5 billion and get a free New Mutants.
Right, exactly. So, but yeah, like, I don't know. It's like, I'm interested because there's some cool characters in there, you know, like Sam Guthrie and Wolfsbane and Magic and stuff like that. But the thing is, there's so many, like, I don't know what really could do with them because, like, those are characters, like, I'd want to see because they're younger characters, I'd want to see worked into the greater Marvel Cinematic Universe proper, because then they could have lots of cool stuff with them.
Yeah.
They could be like, okay, cool, there's a bunch of young characters that we could see adventures in and shit like that.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't remember the trailer, like, it didn't seem like there was you couldn't tell a timestamp on the trailer. Like, maybe it took place in 95, maybe it took place in 85, maybe it took place in 2015.
Sure.
So, unless I miss it, it's been a long time since I watched the trailer. I don't know if they show cell phones or anything like that, but regardless, you might be able to do something like that and say, that was 15 years ago or whatever.
Right.
Because, yeah, you're right. That's a bunch of characters that you don't want to just throw away if you don't have to.
Right. It's not super expensive, but $67 million it cost to make. So that's not bad.
No, it's not. Yeah, I guess it's not bad. I mean,
right.
I mean, there's not much to the effects because of the horror aspect that it's taking. So,
right.
You know, they're not having to build these big sets. They just went to one spot and could film it all within a building. So,
right.
In that case, it seems like a lot of money.
Right.
Cobra Kai, baby.
Doesn't it?
Cobra Kai, yeah. What
number one in the U.S. On Netflix? Number one viewed. You know, they get the top 10 where they keep track of what the most viewed things are.
It's a top 10 based on your algorithm.
No.
I like how we're talking New Mutants and all this and that, and he's like Cobra Kai.
Right, I know.
Cobra Kai. I mean,
I'm sorry. Right. I think you keep talking about New Mutants, but it reminded me of it when we were talking about like things that draw people to subscriptions. So it is somewhat related, but sorry for the interruption. I just like noticed it popped number one pretty quick, which and I felt good about that. But, like, okay, talk about New Mutants more. Dave, too, go for it.
Well, no, that's fine, because you missed my comment Tuesday night when I was like, Cobra Kai, where was it all my life? I mean, seriously. I finished it this week. And I'm like, holy fuck, I need season 3 right now.
But, like, I wonder how much they paid. Like, I was thinking, like, it was the one successful thing on YouTube. Or, like, I never heard of another successful thing on YouTube Premium. So I wonder if it was a case where Netflix paid a decent chunk for it, knowing that it would do well from the fact they had the data from YouTube. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, because YouTube decided to get out, right? They made that show and a couple others, and they're like, we're not going to make original content anymore.
True, so but they still might have got a decent payoff.
I'm sure they did.
Right. So I'm wondering if there was, like, but it's also, I wonder if there's contracts and stuff like that. It's like, all right, cool. Will YouTube, you'll make us, but in the event that YouTube decides to ever get out of this market, which Google gets out of shit, gets into shit, and gets out of shit really, like, a lot. So I wonder if it was in a contract that said, like, hey, we can shop our shit around if you don't want to take a, you know, option for X amount, you know, after a season. So
yeah, sure.
After.
Sure.
So. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah, so that's... And I mean, that show can't cost a lot to make, man. I mean, no. Ralph Macchio can't be breaking in the big bucks.
Ralph Macchio? What about the other dude who... But you don't even know his fucking name.
William Johnny, Zabka?
Pretty sure his name is Johnny Lawrence.
All right, so let's talk more about Crusader Kings. See, that's what I did. We were talking about Ryan's thing.
I like it. Sure.
Bring it.
I'm just playing.
No, I'm down with Cobra Kai. I'm down with Crusader Kings. Read the article.
You are Ryan, not down with it. How dare you, sir?
I want to hear it. I didn't read that article to me. I'll Google it quick. Article on Crusader Kings, everybody's using.
But no, so I did see a weird glitch that they had. It's like there was like if you put someone in Crusader Kings, there's, I guess, the pictures of the people kind of standing there in armor and stuff. Wait, did you see that, Ryan?
I did see that.
Right, but it's like if you put it on, like, you know, a woman, you put on, like, the special armor, whatever, the Crusader armor, right? Or just tits just hang out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's armor, and their tits are just hanging out in front of the armor. It's like, I'm just like, oh, there's a glitch that's got to be fixed, or will it?
That's, I think it's funny. Interesting. It means the 3D models, like, have all the parts, you know, like, which maybe is obvious. Maybe you derobe and robe them or something in part of the game. I can see why it's popular now, Chris. It's turned over a new, like, leaf of understanding here. It's like,
right.
It's funny that's a bug, though, because I could see it being extremely rare based on gameplay mechanics. Like, a woman can't be involved in the Crusade. And
right.
So they would never usually have access to Crusader
armor. Yeah, exactly.
And the times you can only do a crusade if you're a Catholic. Yeah, so I understand. That'd be kind of fun, actually.
So whatever, Magic the Gathering, you know, they always bring out their shit, the cards and stuff, and give previews of what new sets are and stuff. You know, so on Tuesday there was the Zendikar Rising, blah, 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 the new... But in addition, they're like, next summer, they're bringing some stuff because Wizards of the Coast is them. They're making Adventures in the Forgotten Realms... Magic cards.
Oh, that's
basically
fun.
That's set.
Crossover like a motherfucker. I'm gonna Bigby. Bigby's gonna be doing some shit. Tensor,
right. So basically,
gonna be all up in there.
So what they're saying is like blah blah blah. You know, all of us had like different crews and stuff. So they're like, ah. So then they're just this guy was just theorycrafting. He's all like, oh, yeah, Drist could be a planeswalker, and he caused black and white and stuff like that. Gelatinous cube, indestructible, immune to spells and stuff like that. Can you have bags of holding, fireballs, stuff like that? Like interesting stuff. So.
That is fun.
Well, and I think it also talked about a party mechanic, right? So that you get bonuses based off the number of wizards or fighters that you have in your deck. So.
Right.
It's funny, Dave. The two things that you referenced already have magic cards, Bag of Holding and Fireball.
Right, right. That's what they're saying. It's the same thing. We might even see reprints of old magic cards like Bag of Holding and Fireball. So. But I thought it was interesting because... And, I mean, I really wished Adam was here because on Humble Bundle right now is, for $20, you can get 200 3D printer printable, like, fantasy figures. Dang. Like Wyvern Ride, like $20.
A lot of it's terrain, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I like right. terrain. It's just expensive.
But right now, that's making me want to go and buy my own resin printer.
Right, exactly. See, like, if you got into it and got really good, man, you would just, like, you know, you undercut Adam. Basically, he went to school and did all this stuff, and you just, like, were like, fuck it.
I mean, let's be honest. Adam went to school for, like, basically the modeling of that stuff. Anybody can just buy a fucking 3D printer, put in the directions, and push start. It doesn't take a lot of technology.
And you think about it. So, like, some of the nicer printers that you can use for 3D miniatures are run about $250. A bottle of resin will run you about $30.
Right.
Okay, so you're looking at about $280. All right. So usually most companies, if you design something, they'll give you the STL file for $5. The offset cost of then having to purchase your own through their website, which is like $30, you know, half dozen miniatures, you're already making up the cost.
So do I hear what you're saying? I think you're saying we all throw in like $50 and we got our own thing. I hear this is the argument I think you're saying. Is that correct?
It might just be my own argument.
Hannah, if you're listening, here's the argument. It's going to pay for itself. I'm going to sell shit.
It will, sooner or later. People will be paying me to make miniatures for them, like Mickey.
But they actually have, like, the cost of what they would be, like, for the figures themselves. Like, $10 for the MSRP on the Wyvern Rider. Ooh, $10 on Sabretooth, you know.
How much does a bottle of resin make, though? Like, can you get one figure out of that, or, like...
Oh, no. I would say if you're standard 32 or 28 millimeter miniatures, they say a bottle of resin will get you about anywhere from 20 to 30.
Oh, wow. And it'd just be fun because you'd be more likely to build just random characters for $5, you know, and get the file or whatever.
Get the file and
yeah,
print
and
it.
Do it yourself. It'd be more like you start a game. Fucking throw your guy in there. After a second week or so, you got a new miniature for $5, which is kind of cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, the resin system, is that... Like, I'm used to the filament for these 3D printers. Mm-hmm. Is the resin a different type of printer? And yes. These all expect the resin versions? But... Or is that just, like, can you use the filament? Or is the filament not, like,
detailed enough? You could use filament or resin. The differences are in the... In the quality of the print, most companies that you purchase miniatures from use resin now, because you can get a finer print detail to them than you can the filament. There's less cleanup to it, so you're not filing away or carving off a lot. So,
hey, baby, I'm on board. I'm on board. I'll give you my one fifth of price. Mickey probably will too. He'll be happy to. But after he gets a character printed, that character will have to quarantine for 14 days, and then he can use them. So.
It's true.
If you paint them too, man, you can sell the shit out of them. You can start your little side business where you print them out, and you like have a custom page that says, "We'll make a miniature," and go to Heroes Forge, and then send me a picture.
Just pay the $5 for the STL file, and then... Sure. Pay $15 to me to undercut them, and there you go.
Oh, you could do more if it's painted. Oh, but, no, they can paint. Well, you can, but
they can paint, or I can. It just takes longer.
Longer, right. Also on Humble Bundle, if you really care, if you wanted to read all the boys' comics, you can get all of them for $20, $25.
Huh. Digital, or...?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That Humble Bundle, yeah. No one really gives out actual comics anymore.
It's kind of sad. It feels like that's going to be more and more. But hang on. We're fucking... Yeah. You need to take more time. Let's go back. We're going back a little bit. We're going back to Forgotten Realm magic cards. You just can't just fly through stuff like this. Come on.
Sometimes Ryan said, hey, that sounds nice, and then he didn't say anything, so I wanted to move on, like Cobra Kai.
There just wasn't a chance there, because I think it's cool. What I actually was thinking when I didn't have a chance to say anything was that I think that I would kind of be worried normally about like crossovers and like making... a poor version of Magic or a poor version of D&D, but like Magic the Gathering and their level of quality and their ability to like pull in themes is like really high freaking level, so I think they're gonna do a good job. And so that makes me kind of excited, because because it is a fun genre that is near and dear, and it'll be kind of cool to see how they do it, and you know, how they pull together and make, like, you know, there's going to be these themes that run and cycles that go through the different colors and what they are and how they flavor wise fit together and how they mechanics wise fit together. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And you know, they're run by the same company now, so they don't have to worry about licensing or anything. They can use whatever the fuck they want through any catalog. But give me, what would be something cool? What's a cool magic card you could see from the Forgotten Realms setting that would be, it'd be interesting or fun? I mean, there's, you know, Forgotten Realms known for basically Waterdeep and yep. the whole, but it has the entire other side of the fucking Vale. Kingdom where it's like Ninja World and stuff, or Oriel or something like that. It's the Ninja World. There's a lot going on.
Okay, like, let's see. Just off the top of my head, just playing, I'm like, okay, Artemis and Terry, assassin, awesome. You summon him, whatever, and he destroys target creature on the other person's set. And then he goes into the playfield of whoever has, I don't know, the most life. So basically, he's a person for hire. So he goes off and he goes into their play, and then you can activate him and assassinate someone else's card.
Yeah. That's actually a mechanic on a card too.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Bam. See, look, I'm a Magic Gathering like developer.
So you're a savant, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Fucking what's his face? His pipe. We can cast Maze and shit like that. Fucking what?
Elminster.
Elminster's pipe. Elminster's pipe.
It'd be an artifact.
It's an artifact equipment. You equip it, and you can remove one guy from the other team. Or guy, he's in the maze for a long time. I don't know.
They're big on factions, so you could pull in a lot of those factions.
Fucking Harpers, but you got the Harpers, yep. The Zentarum.
The Zentarium.
The Red Wizards. Red Wizards. Day.
There's a lot, yeah. I like, I'm just going to give, I'm like five different colors. Every color has a 1/1 flyer. Just a 1/1 flyer. But if the artwork is done by Ed Greenwood, it's indestructible and cannot be removed from play.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I don't know. There's a lot of lore, but the thing is, everyone wants their heroes and shit like that, but it's like, what are lesser guys like? Because you could have fucking Harper Scout. You could have Harper Ranger. Harper. You could have a bunch of different kinds of mm-hmm. Harpers. Like, and then you could have like the guy, like the Harper hero guy, who's like, oh, with the more Harpers in play, you know, has X.
Yeah. So I mean, if you want some, what do you call it? There's a lot of characters, and everyone wants to see them all be planeswalkers and stuff like that, and like mithril characters.
Right.
But
yeah, the Mithril Hall 5.
Just as a comparison, Guan Yu from the Portal 3 Kingdoms set was just a 3/5 dude with horsemanship. That's all he was. He wasn't super strong or anything.
Dude, he wasn't a god. He wasn't a god yet.
It doesn't matter. He was still Guan Yu.
Yeah, my set says he eats skin, which is pretty great.
All right.
But
yeah, it sounds fun. I think crossovers are fun. So
I actually have their whole year now, 2021, like, list. Let's see. First set coming out in Q1 is Kaldheim, which I guess was first. it's a Viking inspired plane that was first seen in 2009's multiplayer supplement set Plane Chase, and was mentioned on the card Skybreen, a specific location in Kaldheim. So, a Viking inspired set coming out right away. Strixhaven is the second standard expansion. Will take us back to school. In Strixhaven, School of Mages, Strixhaven is the most elite magical university in the multiverse. It consists of these five colleges that are battling out to take with their own takes on magic in a set unlike anything we've done before.
God damn it, Ryan. Put it back in your pants. Put it back in your pants.
I think it's interesting, but yeah, it's funny.
So then the Forgotten Realms one. Then they're doing two Innistrad sets, Werewolves and Vampires.
Mm-hmm. See, just a call out here. I wouldn't be surprised if the Forgotten Realms will have a lot of the things related to the Forgotten Realms, the realms themselves. But I think it also will have the like a D&D feel. Like, it won't necessarily have to be like all about the setting. Like, I could see lots of like equipment cards or something. I could see it being like they're going to take like 50% like setting and 50% just generic D&D consideration. So like something that's like, which I think that'll be cool. It'll be
because they're starting, like Dave said, they're talking about a party mechanic of somehow and stuff like that, working on that. Yeah, but so Innistrad vampires.
You have to be careful to keep enough of the theme because there's been a lot of just random shit that you could be considered D&D stuff that exists right now.
Right. So yep.
You don't want to lose your theme by generalizing it too much.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. There's going to be random stuff that happens. But think of a magic.
A magic card that exists.
Think of an actual magic card, not a relic. Overpowered relic, the most powerful card in the game. So like, you just pick up any random magic card. So even Soul Ring, you would just call it like Tensor's floating soul ring. You know, you just take a card like Wall of Wood and you turn it into Planar Gate or something. You know what I mean? You just make it theme based. And fuck you.
They're gonna do good. Like the vampire shit. Like in when they did that, was that Innistrad or I think that was like cool. Even though like I'm not a big fan of that genre, like they had like great artwork and consistent themes, and like I guess I'm just saying like they're gonna throw in a few key D&D tropes, but they'll be well hidden with like cool artwork and good set design. Sure. So
no, yeah, they've always been really good. That's why, I mean, if you there's people that follow the lore really strongly for like the Eldrazi and they came out with a crossover book. What was that book for D&D? Like they came out of Magic.
There's been several.
That came out a while back that it was an actual play.
The most recent one was Theros that just came out this summer.
Yeah, Theros is the Greek
pantheon.
I'd have to look back.
There's been short ones where there was like the Egyptian one and the that one with the floating islands.
Eldrazi are fucking cool. That one was sweet.
I forgot the realm that the Eldrazi went into. Zendikar. The whole Zendikar thing. They all went together in one big lore thing, which is kind of cool when you think about it. The elder gods that they call Eldrazi and the fight against them and stuff like that. And so, yeah, they've always been very good at themes. So I'm definitely not worried. I think it would be cool in general. Yeah. There's so many fucking sets. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, I mean, H.P. Lovecraft called and he was super racist.
Yeah.
And he said, thanks for stealing all my elder gods things, Wizards of the Coast.
Chris, you're thinking Ravnica.
Yeah, thank you, Ravnica.
So they're just placeholder names, but werewolves, vampires, and but then there's supplemental set. I guess they're Time Spiral?
Yeah, Two Mastered.
Right.
Time Spiral's cool. I just don't like when they dilute the card pool from the original.
Right, Chalice of the Void, ooh, fancy. Path of Exile, Relentless Rats, and Modern Horizons 2?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Yep. And then they say that they're going to do some sort of a commander deck in that year, because I guess they do one commander deck commander set a year.
They do one cycle every year, so five every year. They come out together.
Yeah, because Zendikar is coming out in 6 days. Yeah. Zendikar commander decks.
You touched on Lovecraft. Anybody watch the first one, second one, third one? Where are you at? Anybody or? Dave's got nothing. Ryan's got nothing. What do you do?
I watched. I'm up to three. Yeah, three.
Okay. Yeah, I just watched the first one. I'm trying to sell it. So Amy really liked it. Amy really liked it. And she really liked it despite the fact that the pilot is awesome. Because you watch the pilot and you're like, all right, I'm watching a 1950s show about black characters, which is fine. When's something going to happen? And I was worried that it was going to be too slow of a ramp, but the pilot, you don't see anything you don't want to see. Like, you're not missing anything.
Right, yep.
It's pretty awesome. By the end of it, you're like, okay, that's pretty sweet.
Yes.
But we just watched the first one. We still got to watch the other one. But I was trying to sell it to someone. I don't know how to sell it especially when people are like, I don't know, maybe you guys, if you want to have this discussion, we can. I don't know if we've ever had, but separating the artist from the art is a very, very big thing. For me, it's easier, I guess, because because I'm not a woman or black, but I'm serious. Like, a lot of times people are either super racist or super sexist, and those are the two things they are. So it's easier for me to separate from those, and I acknowledge that. So, I don't know.
Wait, who's the one that you need to separate from relating to this?
A million people. Start from, I mean, friggin' the one that got me and Amy into fight is always fucking Michael Jackson. We always get into a fight about that one. But then it goes down through comics and other things, and what Dave was bringing up was H.P. Lovecraft, who was very racist.
Okay, I was thinking about the show and the actors and stuff, but you're talking about the original, like, dude who, who inspired this, supposedly, based on the name, but that's all I know
about it. You played Arkham Horror with us.
Yeah. You know, I that's all I know about the show, is the name and, like, a two-second clip, which didn't give anything to me, you know what I mean?
No, but you played the board game, right?
Yes. I know more about Lovecraftian genre...
Right,
but I don't know anything about the Lovecraft show. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, basically you're following. Yes.
God damn it, Chris.
But basically, yes, you're following. You know, a black man who travels across the United States in the 50s. So after the Korean War, so that's an important part of his backstory. Is like, you know, Korean War, but then it's like they're traveling around and like they're looking for his missing father. So their missing father and stuff like that. So, and then come across a town. Not only is it racist, but there's also kind of crazy shit going on. Like, you know, it's like, it's Lovecraft country, and you're like, okay, you know, and Lovecraft was notorious for describing things that were undescribable or shit that, like, you can, you see, you go crazy. So you don't think you're going to see this shit. And then you see shit, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah, it was funny. She's like, because the first kind of sundown country they go through, where you have to be out of county by sundown or they can hang you, is in Massachusetts. Yep. And she's like, but they're in the north. I'm like, dude, if it's not a city, I don't think they fucking cared where you were. they were racist as fuck.
Yeah. Like Oregon. Oregon, you think, oh, Oregon's fucking... No, they had a law on the books where it's like, you couldn't bring slaves into the state, so people would get to the border, free their slaves, tell them to walk across the border, and then go, you're our slaves again. Because it was like a loophole in the law.
I gotta walk the other way and be like, fuck you! And then get shot, because that's what happened.
Right! But yes, it is, and they just, like, they change some names and stuff. They're like, Arkham, it's like Artem, and stuff like that, and it's like, has a southern change. It's like, you know how language changes from, like, north to south and stuff like that. But yeah, it's cool, man. Yeah.
Cool.
But, like, I think you would like it, Ryan, but yeah, I think you would like it.
I was thinking of Amber. Usually I think they watch shows that but Amy liked it, but I don't know that she would.
Right, like, because, we
if
talked about it.
I'm guessing, like, not if it got creepy.
Oh, it's going to get creepy.
Right,
that's the whole point. It's like, not only is it going to make you uncomfortable, like, you know, like, if people are very sensitive to racial things, like, it's going to make you, like, people are, like evil. But the thing is, they're evil because were they raised evil? Or are they evil inside? Or is it the evil that surrounds them? That's the otherworldly evil and shit like that. It's like, what is really the cause? So that's what's interesting about it.
Sure.
That's cool. Yeah.
Okay. Since we're talking about slavery, we should probably mention Black Panther died. Very sad. We haven't talked about that yet, have we? The only reason I talk about slavery is because he was from Africa, and Africa's where not only slavery was, but also where we imported a bunch of our slaves. So.
Yeah, that was messed up because Friday, because it was Friday, I think.
It was Friday night.
Yeah, because I came down here and was starting to get, you know, I was like, everyone's in bed, getting ready, and all of a sudden I'm like, what's up? And then all of a sudden, boom, just like, hey, man, Chadwick Boseman died. I was like, what? It's the middle of the night. I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, okay, cancer. And then I go like, ah, fuck. All those times when I saw him at, like, on red carpets and stuff, and it's like he didn't look the same, and he looked very emaciated and thin, and then he looked different at different times. I was like, ah, oh, shit. Well, I guess we should have gleaned that information, you know, by just process of noticing how people like rapid weight changes. But then I'm like, he's an actor. Actors do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
You could have thought that about the mechanic dude or machinist guy.
Right, yeah. Christian Bale? Christian Bale.
When he was down to 98 pounds or whatever for that role. Yeah, right. I learned about it the same way I learned about most of my news this day on a Twitch feed. Or, I mean, somebody I was watching somebody streaming, and the chat goes crazy. It's like, what happened? So, yeah, I mean, I don't have the same type of relationship as a lot of people do with that character, obviously. So it didn't hit me as hard, although it's sad because that was a fun movie. All four of them were fun, but that was a fun movie in particular, and you wanted to see a sequel, so.
Yes. Like, and now I'm like, I figured they'll figure out how to do it in a way that's, like, respectful and all that stuff. You know, like, how to do the whatever Black Panther movie they do, if they do more and stuff like that. Because, I mean, they were setting up for a lot of interesting things and where they could go because they were going to reveal themselves to the world and shit like that.
Yeah, they're going to do more, right? I mean, that movie made a bajillion dollars. Then after this guy dies, it's going to make a bajillion plus one, so.
Right. And then I'm going, like, and then I'm trying to think. I'm like, okay, how do they do it? And then I'm just like, okay. I'm like, okay. And then I'm just trying to rack my brain. I'm like, I'm not the biggest Black Panther, like, comic book backstory knowledge, but I'm like, I got enough in there. I'm like, okay, well, we know that the heart-shaped herb gives the Black Panther, but then I'm like, oh, shit, okay, you need to have royal blood because people have stolen it, and, like, they don't realize, oh, you take it, and it kills you, you know, if you don't have royal blood in your DNA, so it's like, oh, it's a DNA thing, okay? And then I was like, oh, Okoye got Black Panther powers at one point in time. I'm like, that would be cool, you know? She, you know, was a guard her whole life, basically protecting him, and then now she's taking up his mantle, and that's interesting, you know, because I'm like, I don't remember there really being a lot of female Black Panthers. I'm like, that's interesting, because I'm like, Shuri, I'm like, no, because she's kind of the tech behind the scenes.
She's got her own thing going on, too.
Yeah, she doesn't have her personality for that, and I'm like, okay. And then I was just trying to figure out how they're going to do it, like who they would pick.
Bring back Killmonger.
I'm like, dead.
They bring him back. Actor's still alive.
I mean,
you figure it out.
They could just, honestly, they could just replace the actor.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they would.
But they got feedback. Well, they got pushback on Iron Man when they did that, so I don't think they'll do that, but.
Right. But the big difference is, like, in Iron Man, I understand that was like, hey man, I'm too big. My ego's too big because of this. I want more money than the lead character.
And that's when Marvel was Marvel with a lowercase m. Like, it was not, you know what I mean? Like, now it is a juggernaut, so. It'd be hard. It'd be hard for you to be like, this is Pepper Potts. You're like, wait, what? No, it's not. Pepper Potts. No, wait, what? I mean, it's going to happen eventually.
Especially with the series doing such a careful tying together of movies, like you're not gonna tie together like little details and then like suddenly go, boop, here's a new guy.
Who are you? I'm Black Panther. I'm King T'Challa.
Don't you recognize me?
What that guy looks like?
I got hit by a bus and they reconstructed my face. What do you want?
I have to wear this mask all the time now.
All right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it sucked. I mean, but like I said, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't affect me as much as I'm pretty sure at my all staff meeting for work, that's going to come up a lot, because a lot of people embrace that as a kind of a rallying call for just Black equality and stuff. Is Wakanda Forever for means I come from a place of strength. I come from a place of greatness, and even though our country doesn't seem to acknowledge that. By the way, I have to say something real quick. As much as PC as there is, slavery existed in Africa. Slavery existed in the Greek islands. Slavery existed in North America before the Europeans got here. Slavery existed everywhere. It's just that the Europeans perfected it. So it's not like, you know, there was no slavery, there was in harmony everywhere. I hear a lot of Africa was this beautiful place and magical and everybody lived in harmony, and the same thing with Native Americans, which is definitely not true. So it annoys me when I hear those arguments. I'm not saying they weren't beautiful places, but not everybody lived in harmony. There was slavery as well.
I agree.
I mean, because regardless, they are still human, and humans suck a lot of times.
Yeah, Europeans did not have the cornerstone on being sucky people.
Everybody sucks. Everybody sucks. Sorry. You get enough money, and you'll get enough power, you turn into a sucky person. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Which is too bad.
It is too bad.
It's too bad that is so universal, like, yeah. Isn't it? Like,
you get power, you get money, all of a sudden it's like you turn sucky. You're like, fuck, I wish I wasn't sucky so much, but now I have to be.
Yeah, maybe Themyscira is the only place that didn't have slavery, but most of the other places I believe had slavery. They might have even had it, I don't know.
One is mythical, and I like it.
Atlantis?
Wait, Wakanda, Wanaka? Oh, Atlantis. I guarantee Atlantis has slaves.
You don't know.
Yeah. I guarantee they did.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay. I'm like, all of a sudden they're like technologically superior for some reason. They're like, yeah. Like, they probably grabbed fish people and were like, you're our slaves now. I'm like, hey, we don't want to be slaves. It's like, we're slaves. It's like, it doesn't matter. But as of tomorrow, Boys Season 2. We'll be out.
It's out.
Yeah.
They released it early tonight.
Did they?
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That in Milan's tomorrow. Amy, I think, wants to watch that, although I'm not a big fan of it, but probably watch it for Black Widow reasons.
But they also came out and said that it'll be free for all subscribers in December. So the whole rental thing is only for 3 months.
Right.
Fuck.
So can you wait 3 months?
What depends if I want to watch Black Widow? Yeah.
But yes, no, so you can purchase it now for additional $29.99, or you can wait till December when it's free.
Well, I don't care to watch it. I just want to watch Black Widow.
What's the Black Widow thing?
Or what are you talking about? My argument that if
he wasn't enough money, it's one of those nights he's
probably you aren't here. Yeah. So this is their first kind of test, Disney, for releasing a big movie on VOD. And they want to see if it does business like Trolls did. So if it does big business, like, you know, Troll business, then they're more likely to release Black Widow on VOD, which they said they will not be doing.
I see.
I'd like to watch that movie sooner rather than later. If I pay them for this one, maybe I'll get to watch that one.
Got it, yeah. I'm going to watch. I think I might buy Mulan, actually. That one might be a family show to watch. And it makes more sense when you get, like, several people watching at the same time. Yep. You know what I mean? What are you laughing, Dave?
Nothing. I just, like, Ryan's always like, well, you got the family show, the Mulan. I'm like, it was kind of a racist, Ryan.
And
I'm sure Disney is not going to make a super racist. Like, here you go, way to go, Disney.
Well, it's just 2020. A little racist. It's not super, okay. It's just a little
super racist. Super racist, just a little racist.
Because, you know, it's all about you have to be a boy. Oh, you're a girl. Right. You're youthless.
Oh,
useless.
Sorry,
you have to be a boy.
I think it's going to be a girl power movie. Yeah.
Until the end, when they catch her and execute her for being a girl.
For being an Asian girl, actually. Both sins.
An Asian girl in Asia,
Well, they suddenly switch to sexist and racist at the same time. A white guy flies in on an airplane. Shoots everybody and goes, all right.
White savior shows up. I'll defeat the Mongols. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Brad Pitt did it. He can do it too.
But speaking of girl power, remember when there was whatever they made the Charlie's Angels movie that came out just a while ago, and there was that whole thing. It's like there, whatever the director, whatever that lady is, Elizabeth Banks. Chris's relative said, like, hey, if you don't see this movie, basically you just don't like women heroes. And then the people are like, what about this person, this person, this person? Like, what about... She said that, right? And I watched that movie the other night, in the middle of the night, and that movie is fucking terrible.
What
dude.
Movie is this?
Like, Charlie's Angels...
Reboot,
like,
with...
Thing is, it's not. It's not a reboot. Oh, no. It's actually a sequel. Because basically it says the other movies happen. the best part about that is Jean-Luc Picard's in it, and that's probably the best part about it.
I thought you were going to say the credits. Best thing about that was the credits. I don't remember hearing about this movie. How long ago was it?
It had to have been last year early.
Huh. I don't remember.
It's got the Twilight person, Kristen whatever face.
Right.
That's part of the reason right there I wouldn't watch it.
Kristen Stewart. So basically, yeah, it's the same concept, blah, blah, blah. They have to do some, go undercover, put on disguises, get in adventures, blah, blah, blah. But it's just not very good. Like, the action scenes aren't well thought of. They're shot in ways that don't make me... They're shot in ways that they didn't have enough time to get the actual people or stuntmen or stunt women to look like them to be able to shoot them. So it's like there are a lot of the fast cuts and stuff like that, where it's like it's the Liam Neeson thing, but Liam Neeson's so old, that's why he couldn't do it, because he was like, oh, psh, psh, and like 18 cuts and stuff. And you're like, okay. But it just doesn't feel like they had enough time to do it. So it's like if they had another month to do something, it felt like it was beating you in the head with all of like the stuff that, if they would have just said like, hey man, girls are super tough, and just did that, that'd be cool. But then have like every 8 minutes they say something about like, hey man, girls are awesome, and you're like, yeah, we that's fine, we know girls are awesome. It's fucking cool, dude. Great.
It's funny. I don't even remember it because you called it... I mean, get a new original idea. I don't want to watch another fucking Charlie's Angels from a different... Just do something different. That's why I don't remember even caring about it.
Right. And, so basically... And then they have, oh, cool. They have all these other, up-and-coming young, actresses and stuff like that, oh, cool. And when they're showing, the recruiting stage of all the angels and stuff, they're like, oh, cool. Like, they have, like Ronda Rousey as one of the trainers, and she's like, ah, look at me, bang, I'm throwing you, showing you how to do judo throws, and fucking race car driver lady, I can't remember.
Danica Patrick.
Patrick, yes. She's like, I'll teach you how to drive, and stuff like that. So they're like, they're famous women doing cool stuff, but it's like, if you were training to be the best agent in a specific thing, it shouldn't matter what you were. It should matter that you got the best of the best. Because if you got Danica Patrick to train you in driving, right? She won one race.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking.
Right. So I'm saying that's the problem I had. I'm like, no. Why wouldn't you get the best driver that you could get to train them? Like Ronda Rousey was all right, but her stand-up game got punched in the face a lot. Like if you were just going I'm the judo trainer, you'd be like, boom, okay, I understand. She's training you judo because she's awesome at judo, but. Get get Cyborg or someone who can take a bunch of punches to the face.
Well, even then, I'd be like, all right, so I need a tennis trainer. Don't give me Serena Williams. Get me one of the 200 people that are better than him that are men.
Right.
I mean, this doesn't have to be a sex thing. Just give me the best trainer. I don't care what sex they are.
But the thing is, they went out of the way to make it that.
I know. So yeah, maybe right. They were trying to make this the women's Black Panther. it's women, so they thought they were going to get the same response. I don't know.
But right. Yeah, regardless of all that part, that annoyed me. That part annoyed. But it was just, it wasn't shot very well. It basically felt like it just needed more. It needed something more to make it a fully fledged thought. It was like a C movie at play. It was you're like, okay, I watched this Saturday afternoon on Channel 9 back in the day at 2:00. I would watch this movie. I'd be like, all right, cool. I'm not doing anything right now. I have a load of laundry in. I'm going to watch this movie because it's fine.
Yeah. And we have to acknowledge that we're 40-year-old white men. Like, if our daughters watched it, they might think it's cool. Like, yeah, girls do that. You know, different perspective.
100%. Kind of thing. 100%. And I understand that. And then I also watched Bloodshot with Vin Diesel.
Oh, how was that?
It was okay.
Was he about family?
Yes, 100% about family. It's basically, that was the big manipulating factor, is like, it's like, someone killed his wife. Oh no, I gotta go get revenge on the person who killed his wife. And they basically, in his brain, would rewrite the picture of who killed his wife, and then send him out to kill that person. basically, because he was like, track down whoever.
Oh, I did this in the trailer. Yeah.
Like, we brought you back from the dead. You know, it's like, why? Oh, someone killed your wife and killed you. And they're like, what? Like, let's see if we can figure out who it is. It's like, you can't remember them. Like, let's check in your brain. Oh, here's who this person is. Tell me where they are. Don't go kill them. Cool. And then something happens. He goes like, oh, they've been messing with his brain. Now they go and try and... Like, they had some cool stuff, like nanites that repairs bodies, so it's like he takes tons of damage, and it's just like,
that's
regenerates
cool.
the body and stuff like that. I would also give that. That would also be that would I would watch that after Charlie's Angels at 4 o'clock when it came on Channel 9. Like, it was all right. It was like a one-time movie. I don't feel bad having watching it. I don't feel great having watched it because it was like, you know, hour and 45 minutes, but.
That Rodriguez movie is out on HBO this month. Alita Battle Angel.
Oh, Battle Angel. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. It's on HBO, so I'll probably watch it this week or this month somehow.
Did we just go? Ryan, did me and you go see that?
Yeah,
I think we did.
Was it just the two of you?
Yeah, because I think it was just the two of us. Yeah, like
I liked it. It was fun.
I liked it too. Like, it was so weird. And it was like, you know, you're like, okay, this is so weirdly Japanese that this shit makes fucking no sense, but fine. Why do they need these giant rollerblades? I don't fucking care. It's cool looking. She has gigantic eyes. It doesn't make sense. It's fine.
Yeah, it was good. It had like a consistent setting weirdness.
Yes,
throughout it, it was like a little weird, but then it was like, that's the way it is here. It's like a little weird. And it was weird in a consistent and enjoyable way.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that I broke my rule and I watched an animated series, the first season.
Okay, what'd you watch?
I watched My Hero Academia.
Okay.
Oh yes.
Which is an anime. Very much anime.
That is an anime-ass anime.
It is an anime. It's the whole ho ho hee hee. You know, it's that. Yes. It's the same animated stuff. And I watched it because my niece really likes it, and she said, "I want to do a podcast." And I was like, "All right, what do you want to do a podcast on?" She's like, "I don't know." I was like, "Well, what do you like?" She's like, "I like My Hero Academia." I was like, "All right, cool. I'll watch the first season, and we'll do a podcast on your version of it and my version on it. We'll talk about it."
So, was it good?
Okay. All will be revealed on the podcast when me and Marina talk about it. I don't want to spoil anything.
Well, if you think it wasn't good, you should probably tell us now and like not go a full out on Marina.
No.
You know, worst suggestion ever. Terrible.
You should feel bad for watching this show.
Thanks for having ideas. Maybe you should keep them to yourself.
That is me. You know me really well. I will say, if you don't like animes, don't watch it. But if you do like animes, I don't know, it probably falls somewhere in the fact that it's an anime. I definitely understand why she likes it. It revolves around the main character does not have a power in a world where everybody has powers.
Everyone has powers.
So yes. I'm sure, and I don't even know, I'm not going to bring this up with her, maybe I will, but I don't know if sometimes, you're a kid, you feel like that. You feel out of place. You don't feel like you belong.
Right,
no matter who you are, you feel like that. But especially if you're a friggin' biracial child in a family that adopts you, of course you're gonna feel like that. Even if you don't acknowledge it or understand that, we're, you know, of course you're gonna probably gravitate toward that in a way. So, but anyways, I'll bring that up when we talk about it'll be our in-depth therapy session of My Hero Academia. She'll be like, I never want to do another podcast again. Talking to my uncle about my racial roots and I'm adopted. It'll be fun. I can't wait.
Yeah. And stuff probably makes a little more sense in Japan and stuff.
Yeah. anybody want to talk about For the King? Ryan's been questing with me a lot. Dave, too, questing with me a little. Dave will not quest with me, but it's I want to talk about the game.
I fucking downloaded it, motherfucker.
Downloading it doesn't help if you're not going to play.
Yeah, but there's only there. What if there's four people right here?
We
all want to play.
It has never happened. It's always been right two, now. And we can't play because we need a third, or three because we have to drag somebody into the third. So it's not going
to drag Dave 2 into Discord to play. Make him feel bad for not checking in.
Drag Ryan in at 10:10 away from Amber and her show because I'm like, come on, man. He's like, man, I watch my shows until midnight now. You know this.
You watch shows till midnight, Ryan?
Sometimes, not always. Like, depends on like if I'm doing push-ups. And then if I do push-ups, I'm watching a show. And then if I'm too lazy after doing the push-ups to go upstairs, like 5 minutes. Okay. But like sometimes I'll start a 51-minute show, like The Last Dance, and then I'll watch that, and then I'll be like, I might as well watch the next episode, and then it gets really late. But on non-push-up nights, it's very rare, because I usually don't have to watch something while I'm taking a break between reps. So
it's
I don't
like
get caught
five
in
minutes.
Itself.
You don't need to watch anything in 5 minutes.
It
sit
makes
down
the 5 minute rest
for the 1 minute
more enjoyable. It's more enjoyable
a
to watch
minute
something.
Rest? You don't do a 5 minute rest if it takes you 5 minutes to do push ups.
Well, no, it takes is 1 minute rest in between like five sets or something like that.
Yeah. So just meditate for that 60 seconds. You'll be fine.
I don't want to meditate. Yes, I want to watch my shows.
No, fuck your show. That takes 3 hours to watch when you need it. When you need 5 minutes, I need to occupy 5 minutes. I'll start this 1 hour show.
And sometimes I just watch a show randomly.
As a logical robot, that should insult you.
But it is a fun game, Dave. I like it a lot. I think it's interesting. I don't know how the single player would go. I think it would probably be pretty fun too. But there is actually a lot of like maintaining your items and stuff where it's probably handy to have multiple players being on top of all that shit. You know what I mean? To be quick and efficient about what to do.
It feels better to me. Like, I never really liked the games where you outfit an entire character or group. I kind of like the ones where you outfit one and go from there. Mm. But I can see both ways. Yeah,
I'd like to see how it ends, like one run, just to like get a feel for how a run. Yeah. Like I want to know what it looks like when you end.
We're close. I think we're close. So, with the one after.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? What did we figure out? It was like 5 hours or something, and we're still not done with the first run, the one run, but something like that.
Yeah. Well, was it five or maybe it was three? Because
well,
it was five
yours.
Total.
No, I think yours was 6.5, and so I took a little bit of time off for. The fact that me and you tried something.
Yeah, then you're probably right.
Let's take a look. Yeah, you're at 6.3, so I figured two of that. So about four hours probably we probably put into it.
Mm.
Which is, me and Ryan discussed last night, it's long for a roguelike. Like, 4 hours and we're not done yet is long for a roguelike. Even though it's our first run,
right.
It feels long anyways. Like, I expect a roguelike I should be able to get through like maybe even two runs in a night or something. You know, Monster Train, I can get Slay the Spire, I can get 2-3 runs done in a night if I wanted to. So it is longer, but it's still fun.
Yeah, because don't they have separate scenarios too? Like multiple scenarios?
There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of scenarios. And what's kind of cool is like when you log in to continue a game, you can play the other characters. Like I don't always have to be the herbalist. If we wanted to trade that run up, somebody else could be the herbalist. I mean, you're not tied to an individual. It's tied to the characters aren't tied to anybody, which I kind of like.
Yeah, when are you going to play the hobo?
I haven't seen the hobo. He must be a locked guy.
Yeah, he is a locked guy. Yeah. I was looking at all the classes, like, hobo, it's like he has no special skills, nothing, but he starts with 70 in everything. And all his stats. Mm. I'm like, that's weird, but cool.
Okay. What else we got? What else we got to talk about?
Other than that, September 8th, Star Trek Day. That's the day that Star Trek, 1966 came out. So they're doing a 24-hour thing, blah, 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 you know, where you're going to see, you're going to be able to watch, like, Will Wheaton and then Mika Burton, who is LeVar Burton's daughter, are hosting, like, a bunch of free panels and stuff like that. They're going to have, like, the Discovery panel and the fucking, Enterprise panel where they're Scott Bakula is going to be there and shit. And the Deep Space Nine panel, which is going to have Tara Farrell and Alexander Siddig and Armin Shimmerman and Nana Visitor and Cyric Lofton.
You know what? Maybe I'll try to find a copy for September. What day is September 8th?
September 8th will be
5 days
Monday?
Is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah, I think I'm busy Tuesday, but I was going to say I could try to find a copy of Birth of the Federation, which was by far my favorite Star Trek game. Played the crap out of that. So old now. But I'd love to play that again just on stream or something for Star Trek Day. That'd be kind of fun.
But, yeah, you know, have a little Sir Patrick Stewart, Jonathan Frakes, talking about Captain Picard and, you know, reminiscing about the good old days of Next Generation and stuff like that. And he's like, see, guys, just so you know, the reason I got to do the leg thing is because I hurt my back real bad and stuff like that. That's why I got to do my leg thing. Yeah. Right, so, but yeah, so, you know, so that should be interesting. You're like, that's too much for Star Trek.
That's the year that game came out, was 1999. That's so long ago. It's 20 years.
But other than that, I didn't have much more than that. I had, you know, I had a bunch more Zuko memes, but fuck, Adam's not here.
Yeah.
They're fucking wasted on him.
Biggie.
It's like, I'm
going to... Big guy, anything else?
Chris has fallen down a rabbit hole of fucking watching anime. Pretty soon he's gonna get a fucking body pillow. He's gonna get a whole bunch of stuff.
Dude,
Star Trek Lower Decks is on deck next.
I've got a body pillow with fucking All Might on it. He's the best hero, and you're gonna be like, oh, he's so awesome. Let me like hug this one and make sweet passionate love.
I do my body pillow. I will say that there was a little bit of pride when like she's like, did you watch it? And I was like, and I said like his catchphrase when he arrives, and then she's like, you did watch it, you know, like it was kind of cool to be able to connect with the younger generation in a way that they like, but they don't think anybody else really, especially older people, would care for. It's kind of fun.
I think that's good of you to share something in that way, and people appreciate when people are nice. So well, being nice is good. You gotta be nice. Good job.
Nice is good. That's what the put that on. On Facebook today is my favorite quote from last week. Is somebody said, "You can always be kinder. No matter what you do, you can always be kinder." So, and before Dave starts to think of a way that you cannot always be kinder, Ryan, where people getting kinder? You saw his fucking brain moving, right?
Look at he's building. He's like, "I got an idea to be kinder." Shut the fuck up. How about that? I don't know where he's going, but that's funny. Leo was doing being kind today, like. On our bike ride, he decided he would say hi to everyone, and if anyone had a dog, he'd say, "I like your dog," and then everybody'd be happy because, like, it's nice when someone says nice stuff.
It was fun. We went around the block twice, and that they Leander specifically, every single person he says, he yells at them, "Hi!" And if you don't say hi back, he keeps yelling at you, "Hi! Hi!"
I know you.
Say hi to me, Dan.
I'm deaf. I'd be like,
he's waving. You can wave back, you deaf motherfucker. Be kinder.
Nope. Sorry. Nope. Nope. That kid, he's fucking trying too hard.
He loves life. Ryan, where can people get in touch with us?
All right, everybody. If you need to get in contact with us, let me grab Adam's cell phone number. And, just
easy.
Kidding. Give Adam a call. Or you can go to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/GeeksNextDoor. Is that right? There's the GeeksNextDoor.xyz is our website.
Who do you think? Who do you think brought us that website?
Brought you by Wix.com. And then finally, you can send us emails at the GeeksNextDoor FDW. That's for the win, Chris. And you can ask questions about Lovecraft Country or Avatar or Zuko. You know, Adam, we miss you. We need you, man. I didn't have my heart into it. It's like something when someone perfects something and you just like accept yourself to like, let's say you decide like you're a pro or you're not a pro, and you one day you just say, "I'm never going to be a pro." And then
that's
the
what
Mickey
said about disc golf.
Yes, and then the pro you care about quits. It's like tough, but yeah, send us emails and stuff.
Yeah, that email
and that email address is at gmail.com, right?
Well, obviously.
Totally left FDW that part off.
@gmail.com. You know, it's like The Geeks Next Door, FTW, that's for the win, Chris. All right, so you know, anyways, keep sending emails, appreciate them, even if we don't talk about them on air. It's usually because you're idiots and I don't want to talk about it, but you can always be kinder. So, all right, everyone, have a good night. Bye.
Oh, man, Ryan, you're supposed to be like, send all your questions about My Hero Academia.
Yeah, no doubt.
Chris Banks here.